Welcome to the Real Estate Hustle Podcast. My name is Andre Chin, broker owner, real estate investor, mega agent, and real estate coach. We're going to be tackling all things real estate, bringing you guests from all across North America, mega agents, mega teams. We're going to be diving deep into their businesses to figure out how they got to where they are and how they consistently bring that hustle into their business every single day. Buckle up, our podcast starts now.
Hey everyone, Andre Chin here with the Real Estate Hustle Podcast. Today we've got a very special guest, a good friend of mine, Brian Keith Ellis, out of the Kitchener-Waterloo area. Brian, why don't you come in, introduce yourself, and let everyone know a bit about yourself.
Hey, how are you? Thanks everyone for tuning in. Brian Ellis, a realtor in Waterloo region. I've been in the business about 9 years now. Started with Keller Williams 9 years ago, and I'm here today rocking and socking it as well. Growing my business to a pretty good size, and it's just all about working hard and having fun, and I love what I do, so that's me in a nutshell on the work front.
That's awesome, Brian. And you mentioned, I mean, 9 years in the industry, and you've built a substantial business. Now, I think you're being a little bit modest when you say, you know, I've built a great business. Where are you at this year currently for transactional volume?
We're at 36 deals done in transactions. Yeah.
And you did all that during a global pandemic. And did your business go up or go down?
It went up, and we listed two homes the week when it was like Waterloo region state of emergency. So those were a little bit slow. We still got them sold, but I have more momentum right now than probably ever. So it's really exciting.
Wow. So I'm sure everyone listening is probably wondering how, in the middle of a global pandemic, you increase your business, you're still listing a ton of homes, you're at 36 units right now, and I know that's not going to stop, right? I mean, we're filming this, and we've still got months to go before the end of the year. So is there a secret that, and I mean, we've asked everyone this to try to figure out if there's a magic pill or a secret. Is there one to your business and how you're so successful?
Yeah, well, you know what they say sometimes about these secrets, right? It's like, sometimes they're kind of simple, right? So it's, work hard, have fun. That's kind of what I would say. But also with me, ever since I got my real estate license, you know, I updated because I knew, okay, I'm going to get this real estate license. And sure, you can be the smartest guy in the world, but if you don't have business, you're going to have to get a new job. Who cares, right? So, you know, ever since day one, social media for me has been huge, you know, getting my license. Hey everyone, guess what? I'm becoming an agent. Some of my first like YouTube videos, like I've looked back on them recently and it's like, oh man, like it's kind of laughable, but you know what? Like you got to start somewhere. Started, absolutely, you know, door knocking, right? So, you know, I wasn't born in Kitchener. I just moved here 10 years ago, actually. So I didn't know anyone.
Wow.
Yeah. So, wow. You know, the secret is truly hard work. So, you know, kind of when you take the amount of hours you work every week and I times it by 9, it's like, oh my goodness, that's a huge number. And that's, you know, you take out holiday time, of course, but I've kept at it with laser focus for 9 years. But it's one of those things where it's a passion. So it has to be a passion for you. If you're not having fun, you're probably going to fail, actually.
It's true. If you don't enjoy what you're doing, and I know we, you know, last year at Family Reunion Mega Camp, they were talking about, you know, how to love real estate again. And it sounds like you've never really lost that love for the industry or for the business, which is incredible. How are you keeping your mindset? And I mean, every time I see you, Brian, you're smiling, you're in a great mood, your social media is on point. If you're not following Brian Keith Ellis, make sure you get over there and give him a follow. But how are you keeping your mindset at the level that you're at right now?
Yeah, well, for sure. When I first started in real estate, it's like, I know nothing. I have no money. I have my mindset. So when I first started, you know, I had the mindset. So that was my starting point. And I've kept it fairly strong, but even still, you know, I'll find myself, you know, complaining. And it's like, no, okay, that's not what you want. So basically that's what the one thing I love about real estate is you can structure it in so many different ways. You know, you're the boss, you can do what you want as long as it's legal, right? So
right.
So I've kind of structured my business in a way where it's like, you know, I don't want it to be too insane. And there's probably a lot to unpack in that, but
right.
Basically, you know, here we are 9 years from say day one, but I work with people that I like, I know, I trust, like, you know, I work with people where there's a good fit. So mindset, there's kind of a lot behind it, but you know, staying positive, kind of not overwhelming yourself, because I want to give right. people the best of me. Like today, if I was door knocking and, you know, doing the amount of business that I do, like I would show up to meetings like dead, like I'd have no energy. I'd be useless. Right. So there's a lot of things. Sorry if there's a ding there, my text messages come through on my laptop, but
that's awesome.
So,
there's a lot. So 9 years of door knocking, Ryan, are you still door knocking? Do you still get out quite a bit and hit the doors?
No. So I door knocked for probably, 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
4 or 5 years. But then, basically what I would recommend to people listening to this is that was my start, but right. that's something I could still do. Not me personally, but if I was to expand on a team, I'd have people door knocking there. You know, that's what I love about real estate. There's so many possibilities, but
right.
for myself, you know, I work with attracting people. So I don't cold call. I don't door knock. I actually send leads to other people, you know, like before this call, we were talking about my new listing. It just listed yesterday and we've had about 50 showings booked on it in under 24 wow. hours. So wow. there's a lot of leads there. I've just like, I'm not taking those.
Wow. Wow. So you're not door knocking. You're generating so many leads off your business. You're giving them to other realtors. You mentioned being an attractor, and I know a lot of that is through social media and through some of the other efforts that you've done, but you spent the first, I probably figure 3, maybe 4 years knocking at the doors. Is that probably a fair estimation?
Yeah, totally. 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. So you built a database.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Well, and you know, as we talk about the hustle and we talk about hard work and loving what you do, would you be here today if you didn't just suck it up and, you know, basically, like you said, get out there, knock on doors, and then go to appointments in the afternoon?
Wouldn't be here.
No. So I heard team. Is that, I mean, we know that it's called the best team, and I love the play that you've done there, the Brian Ellis sales team, which is incredible. Are you building out a team? Is that sort of next steps? Like, what are you looking at, and where are you headed next?
Yeah, so I've always... Well, I spent a lot of time kind of on branding and thinking about it. Some people are like, oh, Brian, you're so lucky. Like, it just works out. Brian Ellis sales team. Well, like, it took a lot of thought. Some people don't like the word sales, right? But anyways, that's a whole other topic. But so with the team, well, I've structured it as the Brian Ellis sales team because this is basically the foundation. And yeah, it is a team. You know, there's people I send referral leads to. There's my photographer, my stager. You know, everyone has a huge team behind them. I have a huge team behind me, my assistants. Right. So building from there, I think we're going to take probably like a few baby steps. But for me, I'm not suffering. I'm living an amazing life. I'm loving it. What I don't want to do is sabotage my business. Like, I'm one of those guys where it's like, you know what? I love working with the people because I'm working with great people, great buyers, great sellers, great investors. I'm totally happy. And I like doing that. So I'm not going to change that. If I was to grow a team, I would structure it probably in a very non-traditional way, but a lot of things in my business are non-traditional.
Right.
I like being my own boss, you know? My first sentence ever as a boy was, no, don't want to, right? I want to do what I want to do. And I'm actually very picky. So, yeah.
Okay. So you're only going to get into business with people that you want. You've got this unique team behind you, which is absolutely incredible. I love hearing that. And I mean, you talk about living the life that you want. I know, following you on social media, I think I saw some time at the cottage this summer. I know you're living a really great life. I mean, based on your volume, I've got to say you're probably over 350 in gross commission income. Be hard to have a pretty shitty life there. Just you and an admin as far as the day-to-day goes, or is there anyone else helping you guys?
Yeah, so like day-to-day, it's, you know, it's me, and yeah, I have my admin. Like, he's kind of my personal assistant. So he has been a game changer, but not maybe in the way people would think, because yeah, he does some paperwork, but he takes my dog to the vet. He, whatever, right? Like, if I need something done, he's kind of an extension of me where, you know, where he can do that. So in the day-to-day, one thing I like about what I've built is it's very kind of fast moving. So right now I'm not a people manager, but I still have my people, if that makes sense.
Right.
But so I'm not babying them. I'm just saying, you know, kind of shooting things out where it's like this. It's not, we're taking care of like activities, but not a lot of like, I call it babying, which is, I don't know if that's insulting or whatever, but it is what it is. Like, I've built my business where I'm very focused and I'm doing what I got to do and what I want to do.
Right.
And I guess one thing I don't want to do is, I just want to have fun and get results.
Yeah. Well, I keep hearing that you don't want to take on any problems. It's kind of how it sounds. And it may not be necessarily babying or anything like that, but you know, you're looking at your organization, it's working. You guys are making a ton of cash. You got the assistant/personal assistant kind of taking care of everything else, which allows you to focus on your top 20%. So what does a day in real estate look like? You know, you get up, not sure if you're an early riser or what that looks like. What is a typical day for, you know, a top 20 agent in the nation look like?
Yep. So I wake up every morning. I never set my alarm ever since having kids. I've never set my alarm. Our oldest is 6. My youngest is 4. And, but actually I usually wake up before them now anyways. They're sleeping through the night. So I wake up before them anyways and wake up around 6 or 7. You know, the experts might say this is a bad move, but I check my phone. I'm a big believer in momentum and I want to get the day rocking and socking right away. So I would want to deal with anything, get things going, have some coffee. Kids get up eventually, you know, so hang out with them, get breakfast, keep the day moving. There's no traditional day. Every day is different, but, you know, just jump into my work, working with my clients. My assistant usually shows up at 9 a.m. So, but every day is different. Sometimes I'll take care of other things. Sometimes it's paperwork.
Right.
You know, I try to eat healthy. so I'll grab like some freshy for lunch, like a salad and a smoothie.
Yeah.
And when you eat healthy, then you can eat unhealthy because it balances it out. So
that's awesome. What's your unhealthy food of choice? If someone's getting
probably like a hamburger, pizza.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. We're getting close to lunchtime now, so you're making me hungry.
I know, we're probably talking about this too soon. So no traditional, you know, you're not on the phones by 9 a.m. and cranking it till noon. It sounds like you're really kind of embracing that living your best life thing through real estate, where you're spending time with your family in the morning. I know you're a big family guy. So you're home with your family in the evenings, your assistant's over and you guys are just following up on leads, handling paperwork and basically writing the next deal. Is that where we're at?
Yeah. So, like I'm on my phone a lot, you know, I'm your classic phone addict. So I'm kind of my, you know, my phone is always on silent, but, you know, it's either in my hand or I'm doing something else. And so I'm busy anyways, right? So So I'm on my phone a lot, responding to messages on social media and text messages. I prefer to, you know, very rarely like talk on the phone. Like I'm very focused just because, you know, sometimes like an agent might call you and, you know, I'm all about agent relationships and whatever, but, you know, I'm very focused. So it's like, you know, instead of a 10-minute phone call, does this house have an air conditioner? You know, Y-E-S, boom.
And you're done.
So, yeah, I want to be focused and, you know, yeah, very focused with my time. So because right. I work a lot, but that also gives me some free time. Every day is different, right? Like right now we're extremely busy. But, you know, maybe come Christmas, it's like, all right, I have 3 weeks holidays.
Right.
I usually take a lot of time off in around Christmas, but yeah, there's no copying and pasting. It's just kind of like, you know, work all day, but if you don't have to work, then take a little break. It's hard to take a break. Well,
and I love how modest you are, right? I mean, we've known each other, I think, for the entire 9 years. I had maybe a couple years on you. And then remember you kind of being in. Walk me through that journey. I know you spent some time on a team and then you branched out as a solo agent. And, you know, we're going to have a lot of new agents to the business that'll be listening and wondering how they get to your status. So walk me through that. You know, feel free to share some pain. I mean, we know this industry is hard and we get beat up every single day doing it. So I'd love to hear, you know, kind of that process for you start to finish.
Yeah. So, I guess it was, yeah, like 2011, you know, like basically September 1st, I got my real estate license. But even before then, I was connecting on Twitter because, you know, showing a little here, right? Like I got business from Twitter and stuff, right? But I was connecting with other, just like maybe people today, other successful young real estate agents. Because right. Who better to learn from than someone who's doing it? Right. So I connected with someone in Austin, Texas, Toronto Logan. Awesome guy. He was part of the pilot project for Bold. And he connected me with the team leader at the time in Kitchener, met with him. So I even started doing training at the office before I was licensed because I wanted to hit the ground running. That was always my mindset where it's like, great, I'm going to be licensed. I better get to work, right?
Yeah.
So I got my first, my first deal was a referral from someone I went to high school with. They had a friend moving to Kitchener. So I sold them a home and sold them a home in October. It closed, you know, end of November. And I didn't do another deal until the spring. Like it took me like 9 months, kind of like a baby, I say, to kind of get it up and running. And also it kind of was a double whammy because then also with that 9 months, I joined a team. So that kind of helped me a little bit there too. It was kind of a two-pronged approach to kind of launching.
Right.
But then I was actually on a team for, well, also too, even before this, one important thing to mention was for a couple years, I was getting emails. And so he's retired now, but his name was Bruce Keith. So Bruce Keith Real Estate Coaching. Amazing guy. I was getting his emails for years, like daily kind of coaching and training emails. But before I got into real estate, I'm like, Bruce, you know, I'm not sure I'm going to stay in this area. I'm young. I'm like, I don't know if I can do it, you know, before pulling the trigger and getting into it. And he said, you're never too young or old. It's just about people work with someone who's going to do a great job. And he's like, and he even moved himself from Newmarket to Huntsville. And he still, when he moved to Huntsville, he still did 50 deals in the first year. But so that kind of gave me some confidence there, knowing, okay, you can do it. A lot of the, you know, now there's a lot of newer people getting into real estate than maybe like, cause traditionally years ago, it was like a second career for people, right? Where it's like, okay, I've put in my time, I'll retire and I'll sell homes. Right. But yep. That's a whole other conversation about how real estate's changed. So it's even changed drastically in 9 years, right? So
yeah,
joined a team and I was on the team. Oh yeah, the reason why I brought that up because Bruce Keith, what he said was I was on that team for 2 years. So he said, hey, Bri, like you should either be fired from the team because you are doing horrible and I was doing amazing. Or you should leave the team because, you know, maybe you've outgrown it, right? Like, do your own thing. So I was on the team for longer than 2 years, but just because, you know, sometimes you say your biggest competition is yourself. So I was probably holding myself back because when you're new in real estate, you know, for the first, I'm going to say like 5 years, January comes around and it's like, hey, you know what? I don't know.
My next piece of business is coming.
Yeah, I have nothing. Like, what am I going to do? So it's kind of a comfort. Oh, I have the team. Okay. But even though they take a slice and whatever, but yeah, I guess when we were expecting our first, so she's 6 now, it's like, oh, okay, you know what? My wife's going to be at home. We always wanted me to be, you know, I'm the one that sells homes and makes money. She stays home with the kids. So the numbers really mattered, you know? So, and actually when I left the team, you know, like, you know, here's 9 years, right? And so like, here's my business, right? And then I left the team, boom. Like even now, like more growth than ever before. So it's hugely skyrocketing. And yeah, because a lot of people, you know, they wanted me. They did not want anything else. They wanted that.
Right.
And I like being my own boss. I like, you know, doing what I do when I do, right? You know, I call the shots.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. And so, you know, you mentioned coaching. Are you still in any coaching? Is there anyone helping you still to this day?
When I left the team, I was in coaching, but it wasn't a good experience. And it was okay. But once again, kind of a bit of a crutch or whatnot. But yeah, and I've connected with a lot of coaches. I don't have like a coach. Like there's things I'll listen to and there's books I'll read, but I don't have a coach. And, you know, for me personally, like, well, I like doing what I do when I do. And so a lot of these things that coaches will say, it's like, you know, I don't want to do that.
Right. You want to do it your way.
Yeah. Not that I'm smarter than them, but everyone, you know, everyone has their own style and I keep it very personal and I do what I want. So with coaching, it's very expensive. And, like I'm thriving. So, you know, there's other things I could do, but I'm happy. So
right.
If I'm going to do anything, it's not going to be anything super drastic, but I love the possibilities. Like I love that potential, right? Like, right. Like if I wanted, I could have a team and now I have 20 agents, but do I want that? You know, right. Like
when you kind of built your business to a point that you have that option, right? I mean, that's, yeah, it's pretty cool. Like you could decide, hey, you know what? I want to have 20 people, or I'm perfectly happy where I am, netting a great amount of income and then building a great life and living the life that you wanted to have. So it's really cool, you know, not being in coaching, but I heard you know, you listen to a lot, you know, you read a lot. And so where are your influences coming from? Like as you're building this business and kind of living it your way, who's being influential to you? You know, where are you getting your data? Or is it all Brian? Is this all the Brian show and you're just cranking at a really high level?
Yeah. Well, the brilliance of it is, well, you know, this is working with a professional. Like for me, this is 9 years of studying from, you know, many experts, personal development. So I forget the exact quote, but like, you're, you know, you're not getting paid for that hour. Like you're getting paid for the value that you bring to that hour.
Right.
So there's like this huge force behind it, but I'm connecting with, there's no one in particular, but like just a lot of top people. Like for example, Brendan Bruchard, like genius, just absolutely genius person. I kind of more focus on, you know, what skills do I want to develop? And so whether it's the skill of asking questions, the skill of relationships, the skill of building trust, So I'll kind of even resort to some of the experts in those areas and kind of grow from them. And yeah, like a lot of different other people in the real estate world, you know, Marianne Gillespie, you know, we all know her and love her. Pink Avink, you know, he is a former Bold coach and he's doing amazing things. Like just, you know, kind of almost other kind of free thinkers, right? Like,
yeah.
They're focused, like you could even call them like, you know, rebels, right? Like they have a passion. Well, you know what? Everyone I work with in my business, they have a passion for what they do. So if someone doesn't have a passion for it, then that's not
good. Probably not in your world. That they're like probably not there. Yeah, it sounds like it, right? And I mean, I love hearing that. And we know a few of those names. You know, Marian Gillespie is obviously one that comes to mind right out of the gate. But it sounds like you're just surrounding yourself with people who are performing at a high level. They resonate kind of with you or in alignment with you for that sort of free thinking. They kind of, you know, I think I heard rebel in there. So they're breaking boundaries and doing kind of what they want. And it sounds like that's your circle. And those are the people you're surrounded by. Would you say that's fair?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So you're a big video guy. I mean, I've spent tons of hours watching all your videos and seeing your YouTube stuff. We know that video is the next best thing. And if you're not on video yet, you've got to get on video. We know there's a lot of fear coming around. And like you mentioned, your first videos versus now, how are you able to just do video at such a high level? You know, who's helping you with that? Or is this all just kind of Brian natural ability and just rolling with the punches?
Well, in 2016, end of 2016, the market was really heating up, right? So I knew there was a huge opportunity there because my photographer at the time, like they would say they would get sometimes to listings for other people and, you know, the home would be sold already. So I thought, okay, well, you know what, when some people are stepping back, I'm going to step it up. And so that's when we brought in video and, I love video because my example, I don't know why I always use this, but like Tim Allen, you know, like I feel like I know him, you know, like I'd be like, Tim, what's up, buddy? Like, how are you doing? He doesn't know me. How have I seen him? It's through video. So, so that's part of even the leverage, right? Where it's like, you know, people watching this now, you know, maybe they've never met me before, but maybe now they're like, oh yeah, Brian, yeah, like, door knocked, social media, like, yeah, you know. And so they see me, like, Brian, what's up, buddy? And I'm like, who are you? And like, oh, I saw you with Andre. And like,
right.
So
I get that.
Yeah. So, and also too, what I say is like, you know, so for me, yeah, video, social media, but do what you're passionate about. Cause for me, I'm passionate about social media. I love it. And real estate and people. So it's kind of like a perfect storm coming together where it's like, you know, amazing. So for someone else, like, I don't know, maybe their thing, something else, but
right. But
perhaps video, you know, if someone's scared of it, like you got to get over it. Like even sometimes I'm, you know, like I'm nervous. Like even you hear about these, you know, like famous singers before they go on stage, like, you know, sometimes there's always something you feel, but sorry.
That's okay.
But, you know, you have to kind of, you know, feel the fear and do it anyways. But also too, like, you know, sometimes I've seen people do things and it's like, it's almost better if they didn't do it. So, you know, that's life. It's a choose your own adventure. And, you know, you assume all risks.
That's awesome.
For better or for worse, right? So
get a good videographer. I kind of caught that out of there. Right? Make sure you've got someone who specializes in it. And then you have to actually like it, right? Like, don't jump on video if you're just going to hate your life every single day. Develop some passion for it. And I mean, I don't think we're going to be able to avoid it, right? That's probably one of those ones as realtors that the way the industry's headed, at some point, that's going to just be a client's expectation where, you know, you're going to sit in an appointment and say, oh no, we don't do video. And they're going to kind of close the book and say, you know, get out, right? So we know we've got to go there. And you're a master at it, I would say. I mean, you've been doing it since 2016, maybe not quite, but I think you're really good at it. any tips for sort of getting over that fear? I mean, you said feel the fear and do it anyway. Where did that come from for you?
So how you can get over it? Probably just like anything, you just have to do it, right? So yeah. The Nike method, just do it. Yeah, because you know, if you don't do it and you don't, you know, just like me, my first video, like I just started. I guess this is a good tip. Like I just started myself. Like you know, start there. You know, like and you know, and like even here's another thing, right? Like I'm on TikTok, so. You know, that's where the kids are, right? It's kind of crazy, but well, even like Instagram, right? Like I got Instagram years ago and that's where the kids were. Well, now if you don't have Instagram, you know, it's like, what are you, 90? Like, you know what I mean? Like you don't have Instagram? Like, so nothing against 90-year-olds, but you know.
Are you seeing any business on TikTok yet? I know you were one of the first ones that jumped in for real estate. Is it getting anywhere yet?
Well, like, as far as business, it's like, no, not even close. Well, but actually, you know what? It's interesting. Like, I'll take a video from TikTok, and those TikTokers, like, they're like, they don't care. But I posted on Instagram, and now I'm like a celebrity. You know, like, well, like, you know, because like, just like a funny video, right? And, you know. Like me singing to a Justin Bieber song, but I just do like a weird part to it. I got a text message this week from one of my clients and they're like, Brian, I'm so glad we're listing our home with you. They're like, number one, you're fun. Number two, like I'm already advertising their coming soon listing. So they're like, all my friends are telling me they're seeing the listing post. So, you know, you'll kind of notice a theme with me. It's like, and sometimes I say to, you know, people, I'm like, hey, I'm like a broken record. I just say the same things all the time. Or sometimes I'll say, I don't have scripts. I just say the same thing, say the same things all the time. But I guess maybe part of the difference there too is it's like, it's natural and, you know, it's, you got to tell people what they need to know. And so sometimes what they need to know, maybe it doesn't change a whole lot. So.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, and so, you know, going into that listing part of things, are you using a listing presentation? Is that part of your strategy? Or are you still just being you when you get there?
I'm just being me really. But I used to be, let's call it more old school, where it's like, here's the booklet. Let's turn the page, you know, like you're reading, reading to a kindergarten class, right? But well, I work with people I like and know and trust. So really I walk in and they're like, all right, let's do this.
Yeah. So, you built a business and that's what's incredible, right? I mean, you've got a business that's a high performing business. You're doing, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in gross commission every year. You're not following necessarily quote unquote the model as we always hear, but I know a lot of your business was built off of that at some point and you're doing it all based on you and who you are. So, you know, when we hear people all the time complaining, oh man, I got to pick up the phone or I got to do this or I got to knock on the doors and everything else. What would you tell that brand new agent who's listening right now going, you know, I want to build a business like Brian. I want to be fun. I want to be social. I want to live that. How do they get started? You know, day one, my first day in real estate.
Yeah. Work smarter and harder, right? So like you have to focus on this 200%. I say this isn't, you know, this is a lifestyle kind of, right? So this isn't my 9-to-5. This is like my day in and my day out. So
right.
Like, oh my goodness. Like it's kind of sad sometimes. Like I'll take a break and hey, let's drive around and like, you know, look at some nice homes, you know, or every realtor, hey, like, you know, maybe you're not a true realtor if you haven't been at the cottage and you went on realtor.ca, right? Like, let's, oh my goodness, like, you know, like it's fun. So like as a new agent, like what you should do, it's like, you know, there's so much, but I guess really like start, that's number one, be fully committed to it, be pretty obsessive about it, learn a lot, you know, well, through cold calling and door knocking, like, well, you'll kind of find what works for you, but I've gotten a little bit of business from cold calling, but I, you know, my famous line is like, for me, it was like putting my soul through a cheese grater, where it was like, but also at the same time, some days it brought me joy in a weird way. Cause like, you know, when you're on the phone, like you have to smile and that will literally change how you feel. So even though I got zero results sometimes, oddly, you felt happy because you're smiling on the phone. But like even through door knocking, whoever opens that door, you're talking to them, right? Like so you learn how to talk to everyone and anyone, like the happy people. I've met people that are so happy, it's inspiring. And I've only met a few people where they've slammed the door and they're grumpy, but that's their own personal issues.
Got nothing to do with you, right?
It has nothing to do with you. And also too, like, that's why I want to be surrounded with people where it's a fit for me. I like them. And that's also how I'm able to do a lot of business, where I'm working with people where there's a good fit. I'm not going to bust my face off of buddy boy who isn't really motivated to buy a home anyways. And, you know, whatever it might be.
Right.
So yeah, there's a lot as a new agent, but you just got to get going and don't
pick
stop.
Pick something and just give it I think I heard 200%. So pick a strategy. Yeah. Give it everything and make it your lifestyle, right? If it's going to be at the doors, be the best person at the doors. You're going to be on the phones, be the best person at the phones. And if you're going to compete in the social media world with Brian, you've got to be willing to do what you're willing to do, which is obsessively create content every single day.
Yeah, you got to go get it. And it is tough. It's extremely tough as a new agent. Like the December of being a new agent, like I cried. I literally cried. I felt like a failure. Right?
Oh,
like,
my God.
It was tough. Extremely tough. And I think it's tougher now. Well, it's arguable. I don't know if it's tougher now or not, because social media is more prevalent. I don't know if that's easier or harder for people.
But it's so much more competitive, right? I mean, like you said, it used to be a second career, and, you know, or third career in some cases. And it would be like, yeah, I'm going to retire, I'm going to sell houses. Whereas now, we've got people coming into the industry that are 21, 19, 20. They're hustling. They're ready to work, and they, you know, they're competing against us. So I don't think it's any easier, Brian. I mean, I've got to think it's even harder today with the volume of people that are joining our industry. You know, now we've got all the tech companies coming in. We've got companies like Amazon that's buying up brokerages and things like that. How do we stay relevant? I mean, how do we keep pushing forward? What are you doing to counteract that? And I hear a lot of personal in your world. So is that the only strategy, or are you insulating yourself in other ways as well?
So, that was very well said. Yeah. That gives the right there. That gives me a lot to think about. Right. But, that's just so true. I had a thought.
Mind blowing to me that, I mean, you know, we hear about Realogy. That's sort of the new kid on the block, and they picked up, I think, 15 different brokerages across North America that are now part of this big Realogy world powered by Amazon. And then obviously Keller Williams, you've got kind of Google and Facebook that are behind us. And it is a tech world, right? I always say, you know, we haven't had our Uber moment yet, or our Netflix moment yet, or whatever that is that's going to come in and really change the way we do business. But we keep hearing about it, right? It's going to happen. Someone's going to come in and try to basically take what we have away from us. I look at your business and I almost wonder if, you know, you might be a little insulated from that, because everything you do is so personal and relationship based that I can't see one of your clients deciding to click on an Amazon link and, you know, sell their house virtually without the service and everything that you offer. Would you say that's probably going to be one of the things I think that sets you apart from your traditional average realtor that's out there, right?
Yeah. Well, and like when I started my own team, you know, the phrase, like, it's not personal, it's business. Like, for me, this is 100% personal.
Right.
100. This is more personal than personal. Like, this is 100% personal. But my average deal is extremely, like, you know, it's extremely personal. Yeah. So for me, it's very relationship based. So yeah, I would encourage everyone.
Sorry about these
I'm getting on.
No, that's okay. We hear you're busy. I mean, there's the phone starting to go, and we're coming close to the end of our time. One last question before we go. If you had to go back, so it's 9 years ago, we get to hit the reset button, but you get to take all your knowledge with you. What would you do differently out of the gate today?
That's a really good question. And there's no magic answer, because maybe I would just do it the same, because it's reached a pretty awesome destination. You know, if I change something, maybe it's like time travel. You go back and you change one thing, and then
and it puts you off course.
yeah. Then so like maybe I would just would do it all the same. Like, but maybe I would have left a team sooner. If anything comes to mind, I probably would have left it sooner. That's probably the number one thing that would come to mind.
Betting on yourself a little bit sooner and
essentially
like, creating that hustle out of the gate.
Yeah. Like it's so tricky, and there's no magic answer, right? But I don't think I would really change anything. And that's sometimes the thing, right? It's like, okay, whatever happened in the past is the past. All that we can change is right now. And, you know, that's one of the cool things about being in this business, is like every day's different, every day's new. Like, make it exciting. You get to do what you want to do. Make it amazing. So it's up to us. It's up to you to do what you want to do, and whatever that life is, like, you know, think about where you want to go, because, you know, you don't want to get to the top of the mountain and it's like, oh, this is the wrong mountain, right? Like you have a very good vision of what you want to do, and then have a plan to make it happen and be obsessed with that plan, right? Like, you know, like me, like is obsessed a bad word? Like, yeah, maybe, but maybe not. Because if you're obsessed about the right things, then you're actually highly focused.
Right.
And you know, so I think that's really important, to be highly focused. Whatever you want to happen, you can make happen. You're going to have to like bust your face off and work hard to do it. But that's why you want it to be something that you're excited about. I'm not someone who got into real estate for money. I got into real estate because I was a boy doing blueprints at the coffee table. Right. And then I wanted to help people, and I didn't want a traditional job. So here we are.
You've been obsessed with real estate even before becoming a realtor. This was your path. You were going to end up here. I mean, for me, it was Monopoly, right? I mean, I always won. I mean, being that kid, my family still talks about it today. They actually won't play with Monopoly with me, because I'm running like a 15, 16 year record of not losing in Monopoly. Honestly. And that's how I kind of knew, right? When I was growing up as a kid, it was like every chance I get, I wanted to do something with real estate. And, you know, we usually force mom or dad to, you know, play a game of Monopoly with me for eight plus hours, right?
So
I get that.
Sounds like me. I might be seeing a challenge coming up, you know?
Bring it on. Whenever you want to do it, we'll have a Monopoly night. So you know, we got lots of viewers that'll be watching this and listening in. Brian, how do we connect with you? If someone's looking to connect with you, is social media the best place? I know you said you don't like being on the phone. So text messages, like how do our viewers and listeners connect?
Yeah, connect with me on Instagram at Brian Keith Ellis. That's probably the best way. You can reach everything else in regards to me from there.
Awesome. So thank you so much for being here, Brian. We appreciate your time today. We appreciate you dropping some knowledge and wisdom on some fellow hustlers out there. You can find us on the Real Estate Hustle Podcast on Instagram, on Facebook, on Spotify Music, on Apple Music as well. So if you do need to track us down, you can get us in any of those places. Please go out and give Brian a follow. He's got an incredible social media page. That's usually where I connect with you, is on Instagram. I'm pretty sure we were chatting on there today, even just getting ready for this today. So make sure you go over and give Brian a follow and check out some of those videos, because he's doing some pretty incredible things on social media. And thank you so much for being here today, Brian. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you, Andre. Nicely done.